All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow tech enthusiasts. I am Sam Bushman. Jay Harrison's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Thank you, Sam. How's your tech day going?
It's going fantastic, sir. This broadcast is brought to you by Network Providers Incorporated, networkprovidersinc.com to check that out. Also, npitechguys.com for the podcast site. Incredible stuff going on in the tech world. It's kind of a scary tech world right now. I'll tell you that right now. Kicking into the first story, this headline is shocking. AT&T says data from 73 million current and former account holders leaked on the dark web. Thomas Ozimek is the one who has this piece, and they say data from about 7.6 million current account holders and 65.4 million former account holders. I guess their information was leaked on the dark web, AT&T said. AT&T said that it reset the passcodes for 7.6 million current account holders affected by the leak. They say we'll be reaching out to individuals with compromised sensitive personal information, and we're going to offer them complimentary identity theft and credit monitoring services, AT&T said in a statement to deal with it.
A lot of good that's going to do.
AT&T says that it hasn't found any evidence of unauthorized access to its systems that resulted in, ongoing problems, data being stolen. And they say they've launched a robust investigation into the incident with the help of outside cybersecurity experts. So it's a big, huge story, Jay, that just came out. AT&T, one of the prolific, you know, digital companies that have been kind of around longer than anybody else. This is tragic, Jay.
Yeah, which almost guarantees that you've had an account, if you don't currently have an account with AT&T at some point in your past history. So I don't get it with these guys. Like, why, at what point are people going to say, I'm tired of giving all my data to a company like AT&T? Do they really need my social security number and my home address and everything else? All they need is a credit card maybe on file and a zip code and a few, just the basic things to pay your bill and get your service or whatever you're doing from them. And because we see these breaches all the time, over and over and over, with companies that have huge, massive breaches. They've got too much information on current customers. They've got too much information on previous customers that they really don't need. They need to purge that at some point. It's just a liability, I think, for a business to be carrying around all this data that just gets breached. And then all they do is, we're going to offer you identity protection. A lot of good that's going to do anybody. I mean, nobody does. Nobody uses that.
I need identity protection before the breach, people.
Yeah. Identity not protection would have been, you don't need that much about my identity. We're just doing a transaction.
Why do these companies all want to gather all this information, too? And, you know, you say, hey, you know, the American people should be sick of giving this information. I think we have been sick of giving this information forever. I just think you don't have a choice. You've got to give it to all these different people. You can't function. You can't do business, or you can't get an account, or you can't whatever. I don't know why these companies are all on a quest to gather this information like this anyway. So whatever AT&T has to breach, can't they separate the data into encrypted pieces of information to where, you know what, it couldn't all be breached in the first place? Aren't we beyond this idea that we're just going to have like a spreadsheet online that they can hack or whatever? I know it's not that simple. I get it. I'm just saying.
Well, you never know. It could be that simple.
Well, it could be, but I doubt it in most cases. But I'm saying there are ways to prevent this, though. You don't have to have all the data in the same location. You don't have to have all the data just easily accessible like that. If it was encrypted, it's like, yeah, you downloaded it, you hacked it and got it, but you can't access any of it. I don't know why we're not there yet.
I don't know, but I think that companies have just proven, and I'm not picking on AT&T. This happened with Dropbox. This happened with a bunch of companies. They've just proven that they're not responsible enough to handle this information. And, you know, I look at some other companies, let's say Proton Mail or, you know, different companies who are purposely saying, you know what, we don't want any information on you. We don't need just the bare basics to have this transactional relationship. And we don't need all this because we don't want to be responsible for it. And I think that's a smart avenue and a smart approach for big business. I assume they're gathering it for marketing, or they think they need it, or maybe they think, hey, if if Sam doesn't pay his bill, man, we got to take him to collections. We're going to need, you know, his sister and his everything else.
What
every
they really
want
to do
get.
Is sell it and make a bunch of money, I think. That's what a lot of this has to do with, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. And, you know, they want your credit history and your all the contacts that you have and everything, you know, as much data as they can get because they just think, man, we can mine this data for some, you know, future marketing or something. But I think that they've proven that they're not responsible with it and they really don't need it. And I'm surprised there isn't a class action lawsuit or something to say, you guys need to stop collecting so much data about your customers.
Yeah, and it goes on and on and on, too. It seems like the higher tech the company is, the more it happens, almost.
Well, I think that just has to be with a bigger target. Like we saw it with Sony. You know, they have it. When you have companies like AT&T and Sony and these companies, they're just such big targets. And they have data centers all over the place, and they have data just sitting in, on how many thousands of computers with thousands and thousands of employees that have access, and surely some of them are malicious or don't care or are willing to sell out. And you have these people on the dark web, you know, these kind of mercenaries or whatever that'll hire people and give them $1,000 to just slip this flash drive into the system, you know, and you got to watch out for that. I mean, that's like HR and certainly IT's greatest nightmare. You got a guy on the inside that's not loyal to the company and will sell out.
Yeah, now I look at this at T-Mobile, 37 million T-Mobile customers were hacked, says CNN Business. This was January 19th, 2023, though. So, you know, it's over a year ago, but the reason I bring it up, though, is I just look at that and go, wow, think about, you know, AT&T with 73 million or whatever. T-Mobile with 37 million. I mean, you know, if I total up these breaches, literally everybody's been hacked in the whole world, basically.
Oh, yeah. All you got to do is take your personal email or your corporate email and plug it into a service like haveibeenpwned.com, and you'll see all the breaches and all the breaches that you personally have been, where you've been, your data has been exposed. And, you know, it's shocking when you look at how many there are.
Have I been PONED?
No, it's a weird hacker elite spelling, like Pwned, PWND, I think. Hold on. I'll look it up for you.
Anyway, we're going to look this up because I want people to kind of understand this stuff. But look, 37 million from T-Mobile. You got this massive amount from AT&T. The next story that I have says this.
So it's like owned with a P. P-W-N-E-D.
All right, let's see. Let me write this down. Have I been pwned? And then P, what is it? O?
P-W-N-E-D. So think of owned, but with a P. I don't know why they did that. It's just hacker conferences, and you know how those guys are.
PWNED.com.
That's right.
All right. Have I been pwned? All right. Anyway, I look at this and I just go, man, now, earlier this year, Twitter admitted they just got hacked. Twitter's data leak exposes over 5.4 million users. Earlier this year, Twitter confirmed that an API, quote, vulnerability has caused a, quote, massive data leak containing what they call non-public information, over 5.4 million users. And I'm just telling you the three examples we just gave you, 37 million, 73 million, 5 million. I mean, what the heck? We're well over 100 million, right?
Yeah. I mean, so I just put in my personal email address, which I won't say on the air, but and it comes up at least five right off the bat. The Sit Zero Day, I think this was Citibank. You've got Dropbox. You've got Pluto TV. Robinhood, Twitter, verification.io. There's just tons of these breaches that happen. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's almost like you got to just publish a site that says, here's all my information so you don't have to hack it anymore.
Yeah, then I don't have to sign up. I can just, you know, give them my email address.
Well, if you had here's all my information, then all you got to do is just point it to that site and they can just grab whatever they need.
Yeah.
But it's a joke, right? But I'm just saying it's that insane, folks. To where it's like, wow, so 37 T-Mobile. Anyway, I don't really know how to even respond to this. It's so bad. Now, listen carefully, though. These companies that get hacked do stupid things too, Jay. All right? Headline says this: hackers behind the Change Healthcare ransomware attack just received a $22 million payment. Hackers behind the Change Healthcare ransomware attack. So do you know about this?
Okay, so Change Healthcare has basically just paid hackers $22 million. And yeah. Do they think that's ever going to go away? Do they think that's not going to incentivize them to do it some more?
Well, all they're going to do is buy a new round of much more horsepower hardware to go ahead and hack more and get more. Okay,
you're talking about data. Insane. You're not talking about human lives, right? It's one thing as a human life. I can make sense of somebody's like, well, we got to do something about this. We've got to negotiate. You don't have to negotiate when it's data. Yes, it's horrible. Yes, you should have backed up, but it's data. You can start over. You don't have to encourage this and subsidize it by paying out on these ransoms. I don't think anybody should do it.
I always tell people, don't dip your toe in the crypto, because I believe cryptocurrency is a problem. Now everybody says, Sam, you just don't understand the tech. If you understood the tech, you'd know that it's fine. No, I understand pretty well, people. Listen up, because here's what the interesting tidbit behind this, quote, Change Healthcare ransomware attack. So ransomware means they locked up all their data and they said, pay us to unlock it. They should never do it. They should say, you're off your rock. We're not paying you a penny. But here's the deal. Listen carefully. It says this. The transaction, visible on Bitcoin's blockchain, suggests that the victim of one of the worst ransomware attacks in years may have paid a very large ransom. So how do we know they paid? Because it's on the blockchain, Jay.
Well, yeah, because the blockchain is visible. You can see. I mean, you have to de-anonymize. You don't know exactly who it is, but you can see what wallet paid whoever else. I mean, that is the blockchain. That's the ledger that everybody can see. So if you track
down...
Now,
this literally crippled pharmacies across the United States, including those in hospitals, including relating to serious snags and just prescription drugs. I mean, this is just insanity going on.
Yeah, it didn't cripple pharmacies so much as it just, you couldn't adjudicate and justify insurance claims that went through it. So, you know,
right.
So if somebody was cash payer or they had a different, you know, claim or a different, you know, Humana or Blue Cross or somebody else, you could still process. But it was a huge problem for everybody.
So they say this, though. On March 1, a Bitcoin address connected to Alf V, I guess is how you say it, received 350 Bitcoins in a single transaction, or close to $22 million based on, quote, exchange rates at the time. And I just go, what is happening? I just don't really get how this can happen. So let me understand this. If you've got an address on the blockchain that received the money, who controls that address?
The bad guys. But they will transfer it. They'll bust it up into a bunch of smaller transactions and transfer it through, you know, dozens or maybe hundreds of other.
But if we can use the blockchain, we can trace it, right?
You can, but I mean, it's like trying to track down IP addresses that go through the Tor network. It becomes very hard. It's not to say that a nation state couldn't focus on it or some giant organization like the FBI.
Yeah, but if we're talking about this big, you know, healthcare company paying out $22 million. To like the hackers and stuff, you would think that's something that like you need to get on, right?
Yeah, but you can't track it down. I mean, because if you can generate a new wallet at any time, anybody can, you or me or anybody with the software on your computer. But if those end, you know, if it leads into Russia or somewhere, you're out of your jurisdiction. What can you do about it? I mean, you can turn it over to Russian authorities
now, they
or somebody
say this,
else.
An Alpha or Chinese, V connected or... person. Okay. Okay,
yeah.
Let me try to get this right. They say this. A person close to this, a couple of days after, said, hey, we got ripped off. We didn't get the rest of ours. We got cheated out of our part. Well, now you've got part of the folks that did this claiming they didn't get their money. Can't you work with them and kind of backtrack and get answers?
There's no honor among thieves. You just can't deal with these guys. Don't do it.
Anyway, I'm just saying I don't believe that they can't get to the bottom of this, Jay. Now, I believe it's hard. I believe it's, you know, not easy to handle. But I don't really believe that you can't get to the answer or that there's just no way you can deal with this. Or
I believe that paying the ransom is the lazy way out.
And I think that's my whole point. That, you know what, folks, there is ways not to pay this ransom. There is ways to absolutely trace this stuff and get on top of it. Now, will it take time? Yes. Will it take money? Absolutely.
Yeah, and it may cost
more.
But
if you want to stop this, though, and it may cost more, but in the end, it'll cost less, Jay.
Yeah, because you're hurting everybody else, all the future people that get attacked by this same group or derivatives thereof because they just got financed to the tune of $22 or $25 million.
Right. Anyway, I don't really understand it. 2 days later, somebody describing themselves as a, quote, affiliate of Alfie, one of the hackers that, you know, with the group, they basically, whatever, complain, hey, you know, we didn't get our share, and they're using blockchain as the proof. And I look at this and go, you've got to get that person to turn. There's ways to put pressure on that person if you can track that person down who's complaining or whatever. There's ways to do this. I don't believe that it can't be done. Anyway, I find it very interesting, though. And if you want to know why this is continuing, it's because of these transactions right here. It's likely the victim paid the ransom.
Shame on them.
And I just say shame on these healthcare companies that paid the ransom. They should have worked with the government. The governments should have cracked down on this. There's ways to get to the bottom of this. I don't believe there's not. I really don't.
Not only that, I mean, their IT department should have had better policies. They should have had things backed up. They should have had things better isolated. You know, I don't know all the details of how it went down or whatever because I'm not involved with those guys, but there are mitigations that you can do with the proper IT people to make sure that this stuff doesn't have that level of impact.
I agree. Now, here's the question I have for the folks that paid the $22 million. How do you know they'll release your data after you pay the $22 million?
You don't, right? And they might. Now, imagine, though, Sam, what if
they
you spent
not,
$22 million on your IT department, just shoring up everything? You think that this would have happened? I don't.
Well, and that's the next question. I would probably spend the $22 million and say, we're not going to give you the $22 million, but we're going to spend it building a new system that's a lot more secure and preventable and everything else. We're not paying you.
Agreed.
Imagine if that story went forth. Anyway, I just find it shocking about what we really kind of allow to happen and stuff like that. And here's the deal. How many Americans really knew about this story, Jay? How many Americans really knew that this big healthcare company got hosed and they had to pay out this big money? No one's really admitting they paid out the money. You just see the blockchain and the proof of the payment. So we know it happened, Jay.
You know, we care because we're in IT. I mean, you know, some of us are involved in medical and stuff like that, but so we know about it. But I think the average American, the other thing is everybody's so saturated with this stuff. You hear about it all the time. Such and such school system and hit them, or this hospital or this huge corporation got hit with ransom. It's just noise now, and people don't even pay attention to it, I don't think. At least people not in this industry. I don't think that they're, like, it could be headline news on CNN, and, you know, somebody's going to treat it like a commercial break or whatever. They're not going to pay attention to it.
Anyway, I know we've been talking about this forever, but I wanted to spend time on it because I want people to realize why it's continuing, okay? When we just ignore this spam instead of reporting it as spam, when we, all these things, we just enable. And until we stop enabling, this is just going to get worse. To where, Jay, I'm afraid in 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you won't be able to compute at all without just flat out being hacked the second you get online.
Yeah, I hope that's not the case. I don't think that will be the case, but I know what you're saying. I think that it'll be an arms race, and we see this like with the encryption of everything that has happened basically in the last 10 years or so. You know, nothing is being transported pretty much over just regular HTTP, and a lot of it is because of that. But I think we'll just continue to see more of that cat and mouse arms race of things getting better and the hackers getting better, and then, you know, new protocols in. Hopefully it won't be like where you'll get hacked instantly. But, you know, the fact is true, though. If you take the computer from 10, 15 years ago, you take a Windows XP computer and you put it right on the internet with a public IP address, it will get hacked in seconds. I mean, it will literally be taken over in moments because of that background noise that's on the internet of everybody just running old stuff, looking for any vulnerable machines to old stuff that hasn't been patched on a new machine like that.
And it seems to me, though, that there should be ways to track down these machines that are just running all these bots and doing all these things. you know, you can see when it pops online. Somebody can see the origin of it close to where it is. I get when you get, you know, a gazillion hops down the line how it's hard to find that machine or whatever. But there's got to be ways to stop that and watch that data and do things, right?
But let's say I do. Let's say I track down something that, and it comes up as a light bulb in Sam's front porch, you know? I mean, how do I even contact you? I have to go through your ISP and try to figure out who you are and get a letter to you and say, hey, there's a problem. And if you're just the average consumer, you're just like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm not doing that stuff. Well, it's your toaster or your whatever, your air conditioner, something that you hooked up to the internet, your washing machine. You know, there was a story recently on the internet. Where,
yeah, but if we reached out to people and stuff like that, you could say it's too hard to reach out to those people, but it's better than my light bulb eventually hacking, you know, a ton of computers and causing all these problems. And instead of having to find one person to stop it, you know, you're dealing with, you know, 300 or 3,000 or 3 million people that are dealing with the effects of my light bulb going off. And you would say, well, Sam, a light bulb. No, we're talking about computers in these devices that can be controlled, people. It's not the light bulb, right?
Right.
I understand what we're saying.
But I'm just saying, in there.
You can say that, Sam, it's too hard. And I don't think so. It's harder to do nothing or to ignore it and let it grow. And then it becomes a massive behemoth problem, right?
Right.
Anyway, I don't understand it. But I will say this, too. They want to lock me out of my accounts and lock me down and make me do multi-factor authentication. And I'm super secure, just say. And then they just go ahead and leak all my data. And so all my security didn't even help.
Exactly.
That's another problem, folks.
Yeah.
That we've got to really hold these companies accountable. So, for example, when AT&T, you know, loses all this and has all this problem, 73 million people, are they going to have any repercussions, really, Jay?
Probably not. I mean, it's some bad publicity for them, but some people would say no publicity is bad publicity. They're getting their name in the news.
That's right.
And if I don't have a great
option except for AT&T, I'm just there. If I'm tied to them for whatever corporate reasons, I'm just there.
If they offer
you, what about 37 million T-Mobile people? What do I do? Go to Verizon and then Verizon gets hacked?
Well, if they offer you
whatever
identity protection, you know, you might claim it. I'm assuming not even but a fraction of maybe 5% of people will actually even claim that. So that's not going to be expense for them.
What about Twitter? You know, is Twitter going to be accountable for? Anyway, all these, you know, Twitter denied the claims that hackers have leaked the private data.
Well, I will say
however, evidence proves they did get hacked. Okay, so, and, you know, in this Bitcoin thing with this healthcare thing, nobody's taking responsibility here. That's another big part of the problem.
That's why we have to take responsibility as a user. You need to use a password management software like Bitwarden or whatever yours is, whatever your solution is. And you need to have a different password and different credentials at every single service that you use. Don't ever reuse a password twice, because when you do, and I know people that have the same, you know, five passwords they use for everything. When one of these breaches happens for AT&T and that password you've used on three dozen other sites, they will take your same email address and just do credential stuffing and run scripts, and they will hack all those other places where you've used the same password. So make sure you're not reusing passwords. That's the only solution I know that's real effective that you can implement today as a consumer to protect yourself from these things.
Well, and some people are talking about getting rid of passwords altogether.
That's true.
And speaking of that, Bitwarden's made some big strides into that. This other guy says, I stopped using passwords, and it's great, and it's a total mess. Anyway, well, we'll talk about that in the next episode. I want to talk more about this because I don't like to just leave programs without solutions. The only problem is there's so many breaches, we had to cover them all. But in the next episode, we'll really dig down into solutions. Getting a good password manager is one of the biggest solutions. Making sure that you don't use your passwords over and over is one of the greatest solutions. Making sure that you really have strong encrypted passwords. There's a lot of ways to solve this, and you can't solve the problem on the corporate side, but you can make sure you're not part of the problem. And you can also do business with companies that take this stuff very, very, very seriously. And like Twitter denying that it even happened isn't taking it seriously. This healthcare company that doesn't want you to know they paid out a big old ransom, that's not taking responsibility. So there you have it. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We keep an eye on tech so you don't have to. NPITechGuys.com, NetworkProvidersInc.com. Make it a great tech day.